This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, joining us on the program is Dr. David Kahana, a gastroenterologist and physician nutritionist, who is here to discuss why your heartburn pills may be killing you and causing more damage than you know. Dr. Kahana, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So, according to U.S. population surveys published by Gallup, 44% of all Americans experience heartburn at least once a month. More than 100 million prescriptions are written annually for a class of heartburn medications called proton pump inhibitors, or PPI. What are PPIs?
Proton pump inhibitors, they inhibit production of acid into the stomach.
And Dr. Kahana, what are the dangers of using PPIs long-term?
So they're multiple-fold. First of all, by suppressing acid production, you're inhibiting absorption or digestion of certain nutrients, and that can result in weak bones. It can result in lack of killing of harmful bacteria, which can lead to bacterial overgrowth in the gut. They can prevent absorption of certain vitamins, such as B12. So the results of suppressing acid are not benign.
Taking that further, what are some lifestyle changes that people could make to combat heartburn?
Well, for most people, they need to moderate their eating. They need to eat smaller portions, sometimes more frequently. They need to watch what they're eating and avoid certain trigger foods. They also need to avoid laying down prior or soon after eating, and then weight loss, cessation of smoking. All those can help decrease incidence of acid reflux. The thing about reflux is that if the food sits in your stomach for too long, or if you lay down, or if you have too much girth around your abdomen that creates pressure, you're going to have more of that food in the stomach going up into the esophagus, and that really is what's believed to cause some of the symptoms. If you allow for proper digestion, then the food is going to move forward. It's going to empty from the stomach more rapidly, and that way you're going to avoid having the symptoms of heartburn and reflux and indigestion.
Really thankful to have you with us here today to cover this topic. Today we are speaking with Dr. David Kahana, a gastroenterologist and physician nutritionist and the medical director at the Center for Digestive Health and Nutritional Excellence, located in the South Bay in Torrance, California, with a focus in clinical care on medical nutrition here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Kahana, continuing on, what are some natural foods that people can introduce into their diet to help with an acidic stomach?
So really the key here is digestion, and I know it's kind of funny to think that the key to solving indigestion is digestion, something that's amiss in the medical field. We seem to just cover up symptoms by giving patients medications that prevent production of acid, and thereby we are alleviating symptoms but not really treating the disease. The disease itself is poor digestion, so if we can enhance digestion by eating some living foods, most living foods, a lot of fruit and nuts and seeds, especially sprouted seeds. As a seed sprouts, it actually releases natural digestive enzymes that help soften the shell, allowing the germ to come out of that glycoprotein shell. So eating nuts and seeds and fruit, natural fruit like papaya, kiwi, pineapple, even though they may be acidic themselves, like pineapple has bromelain, papaya has papain, those can help break down the food. As we break down the food will empty the stomach, thereby not coming up into the esophagus, creating that burning sensation, the heartburn and dyspepsia that patients will report. So really the key is digestion, and a lot of whole foods will contain natural digestive enzymes. And of course, mastication, chewing. I think we eat quite fast usually, and if you take the time to eat slowly and chew your food, you may find that digestion starts in the mouth and your ability to digest food will enhance.
Also, are there any supplements that people could be taking on a daily basis to help in these regards?
Yes, certainly. And even though we know this in the pediatric world, I mean, in infants, if a baby refluxes, we give them a hydrolyzed or her in hydrolyzed formula where we add digestive enzymes to the cow's milk protein, and thereby we help the digestive process. And the same thing is for adults, even though we don't have great data. There's only a little bit. But if we take digestive enzymes, then we can break down the food better and again, help empty the stomach. The other thing you can do is stimulate endogenous production of digestive enzymes. Your own digestive enzymes can be stimulated by taking probiotics by good bacteria. So a good daily probiotic can help stimulate the production of digestive enzymes endogenously in your body. And then you can also take some exogenous digestive enzymes that can be derived from yeast and fruit and other living food. We can extract those digestive enzymes, and you can take them as supplements and take them with meals, and that will, again, break down the food on contact and allow that food to be fully broken down and thereby empty the stomach. So you don't really need to suppress acid in the stomach on a regular basis. What you really need to do is digest your food better.
Really some super information on today's topic. Can't thank you enough for your expertise and information shared here today. Where can listeners get further details online per our conversation?
I work with a company called 1MD, and they have a great website called 1MD.org, and we have a lot of very helpful articles on the digestive system, on digestive disease, and natural manners, natural ways to enhance digestion. We also have designed, I personally designed a digestive enzyme supplement with them called Medizyme, Medizyme, and we also have an excellent multi-strain probiotic that can also help stimulate digestion, natural digestion, and I think we're going to come out with some more products that will be branded as a digestive suite, and 1MD.org is an excellent site to get information on digestive health.
Again, Dr. Kahana, all the best. Thanks for what you do in the space and also for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Mr. Michael, it's a pleasure as well. Anytime.
And certainly appreciate that. We've been speaking with Dr. David Kahana, a gastroenterologist and physician nutritionist and the medical director at the Center for Digestive Health and Nutritional Excellence located in the South Bay in Torrance, California, with a focus in clinical care on medical nutrition. And for further details per this conversation, visit 1MD.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.